that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Sam here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Pastor David Whitney, and we're going to be talking about the American Constitution. And you see, this is what makes America different than any other nation. Now, there are people who hate the Constitution, and they hate it because it guarantees us freedom. It guarantees us our God-given rights. Remember, you cannot separate the Constitution from the Declaration of Independence, which held that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and to ensure these rights, governments are instituted among men. That was the reason that we had our government, was to guarantee our God-given rights. Now, no other country in the world is like this. In every other country, the government gives you certain rights and privileges. Of course, if the government gives them, they can take them away. Here in America, we acknowledged when America was founded that our freedom came from God. That's why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools, despite the fact the Supreme Court had repeatedly held although we were a Christian nation. The Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court in majorities of 5 to 4 to 8 to 1 from 1941 to 1971, and nobody will tell the American people that a secret society that worships a different God, that's the great architect of the universe, were the ones who took God and prayer out of our school. And despite the fact that the Republicans have repeatedly had control of both the House and the Senate and the presidency, they've never tried to negate that. Why? Because both parties are controlled by the same satanic movement that controlled the Supreme Court and took God and prayer out of our schools. And why doesn't anybody say this? Why? Because they don't want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, the media in America is controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, or watch my DVD, which you can do for nothing at our website. You must do that to understand what we're up against and the fraud that's being perpetrated on the American people. Come November, when the two candidates chosen by the same people have a runoff, and whichever candidate loses, their candidate wins. Well, ladies and gentlemen, with us this morning, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, which is trying to teach people about our Constitution and this amazing document that is never properly taught in our schools or even in our law schools. David, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, Dr. Stan, it's a privilege as always to be on your radio program and to speak with listeners who care about their country, care about what's going on. And this is a very appropriate time to talk about the Article 2 of our Constitution, which deals with the executive branch, as we have just seen the end of the Republican National Convention. I think a place removed from reality, certainly a place removed from natural law. That is what our founders called the laws of nature and nature's God, which is, as our founder said, that's the Bible. God gives us his word written on paper in the word of God, the Bible, but he's also given us a human conscience, which is the first phrase there, the laws of nature. That's our human conscience, also informed by God's law. We know what's right. We know what's wrong. God has built that into us. He's written it on our hearts, as Romans chapter 2, verses 14 and 15 clearly state. And so that's the whole convention done, and now the Democratic Convention beginning. We can get a picture that, as you said, either one of these candidates that wins, quote-unquote, the election, the American people actually will lose. We'll lose more of our God-given rights. We'll lose more of this Constitution that was carefully crafted by our founders to restrict the power of the federal government, to keep clearly its powers limited to only those things necessary to be done on the federal level. Most of everything that a government, a human civil government, was to do was to be on the state level. And the presidency, if you study the history of the presidency over the course of our 200 plus years under this Constitution, you'll discover the power of the presidency has expanded, and in recent decades expanded exponentially under Bush 1, then under Clinton, and especially under Bush 2, both of his terms, and now under Obama. The power of the presidency has become that of an emperor, that of a absolute supreme totalitarian dictator, as National Defense Authorization Bill that Obama signed on December 31st, 2011, said that Obama can just have his administration declare you an enemy. We'll call it a terrorist. We'll just declare you a terrorist without any evidence, without any trial. And as an American citizen, the army, with boots on the ground, can be sent to your door, break down your door, haul you away in the night, and you disappear forever. Never any trial. We don't know where you're taken, because NDAA permits them to take you to a foreign country to imprison you and to torture you, and you are just disappeared as it was in the days of the Soviet Union. And so we have a totally gargantuan monster at our doorsteps, completely unconstitutional. And the reason we get away with this, or the evil ones here get away with this, the reason why, you know, both Republican and Democratic national conventions that are nominating their president, neither one of them will talk about these real issues, because they know they've been able to successfully lull most Americans to sleep. Most of Americans are completely unaware that the Constitution has been violated, not just by Obama, but been violated by Bush 1 and Bush, and all the way back, Bush 2 and Clinton, and a long list of violations. And the only way to get it back is the people must demand and say, no, neither of these candidates are qualified, because neither of these candidates are going to fulfill their oath of office. Their oath binds them to limit their activity as president to only those things that Article 2 of our Constitution permit for the executive branch. While talking about the details, Section 1 of Article 2 of our Constitution talks about the term of office, the selection, the qualifications, and succession. President serves 4-year term. Initially, there was no limit to the number of terms the president could have. In the debates that took place in the Constitutional Convention there in Philadelphia, their original idea was to limit it to 2 terms, that is 8 years total, but they noticed that George Washington, who was the president of that convention there, he voted against that idea, and so everyone, assuming that Washington was going to be the first president, said, if he's not in favor of a 2-term limit, perhaps we won't go with that. And so while it was not put into the Constitution at that point in time to limit it to 2 terms, there was a tradition established, as George Washington himself, basically after his, at the close of his 2nd term, said no, he would not permit himself to be put forward for a 3rd term.
We'll be back in just a moment here with David Whitney from the Institute on the Constitution.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Sir David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, which is dedicated to teaching the American people the background of the document that separates America from every other nation in the world. There's no other nation that has a constitution like ours. It's short, it's concise, and basically it is a limitation on the power of the central government so men could be free. That's why America is different. The power of the central government is limited. Well, of course, there have always been those who wanted the dictatorship, and of course now they're in total control, and they're centralizing all power in Washington, D.C., and giving the president, whoever that may be, Republican or Democrat, really doesn't matter one bit because they're all globalists, all dedicated to an all-powerful central government merged into a one-world system using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. That's what it's all about. But of course, they can't tell you common people that. You're supposed to just go along and believe what you see on television and what you hear on radio and what you read in the newspapers and magazines. You're supposed to believe the line that's put forward by the propagandists hired by those who want a one-world tyranny under a one-world dictator who will be the Antichrist. This is what it's all about, and this is what really energizes this movement towards the one-world government. After all, if they don't prepare the way for the Antichrist, how can he take control of the world? So we need to get back to our Constitution, which would, of course, prevent this sort of thing. And that is why it's not taught in our schools or colleges. Go right ahead, David.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. You're absolutely right. And as we were mentioning before the break, so Washington, after serving two terms, refused to have his name put forward for a third term. Basically, he'd had enough and wanted to retire back to his beautiful Mount Vernon, and I had the privilege of being there yesterday and enjoyed it thoroughly, but he longed to be back home and had felt that serving his country during those two terms was what was needed. And following him, not in any, there was nothing legally that required no more than two terms, but out of respect that if the best president, as many said that we had, Washington would limit himself to two terms. And one of the most honorable things that Washington did was not just limiting himself to two terms, but his resignation of his military commission to Congress at a point where he could have become a dictator. He could have become the generalissimo of having the military coup basically waiting in the wings for him, and he refused to do that. He refused to abuse power. With that pattern before them, no one until Franklin Delano Roosevelt chose to do anything other than have a two-term presidency. FDR, of course, believing himself to be some sort of a godlike creature that was a God's gift to mankind or something of that sort, deigned to have four terms. And the American people recognized after the fact, after he was dead and moldering in the grave, that that was a bad idea. And so the 22nd Amendment was passed in 1951, limiting the presidency to two terms. We don't want another FDR. He did enough damage and ruin to our country with his bad deal, not New Deal, but the bad deal. We don't need any more of that stuff. So today, it's a two-term presidency, 4 years each, that is permitted. And the president is elected by not the people. See, the whole game that's being played here with both Republican and Democratic National Convention is to get people believing that they get to choose the president. Well, actually, our founders were wiser than that. They recognized the power of the presidency, even in its constricted form that it was placed in our Constitution, was too dangerous to leave to a popular election. So they created what's called an electoral college, and technically, when you cast your ballot in November for one of the other candidates, you're not actually directly voting for them. You're directly voting for members of the Electoral College who represent the states. In other words, they recognized, our founders, they didn't want to leave what they called mobocracy. They didn't call it democracy. They called mobocracy, that they didn't want to leave the decision up to the mob choosing the president. Ultimately, the states, through their state legislatures, would have control over who became president. In our founders' view, the states had far more ranging powers than the federal government. In a sense, the states were in the driver's seat regarding most decisions of government, both at the local, state, and the federal level, and therefore the states had to have a say in choosing the president through their state legislatures. Now, of course, that's all been dumbed down today. Most people don't understand that. Most people reject the Electoral College out of hand and say, ah, we can't have any of that. Remember when Hillary Clinton was running and she was claiming the Electoral College was a terrible thing and ought to be done away with? And many Americans cheered her and said, oh, yeah, she's right. That's not democracy. Well, we are not a democracy. Clearly, our founders said we're not a democracy. We are a republic. Just think of the Pledge of Allegiance and stop at the 16th word as you say that Pledge of Allegiance to the republic for which it stands, not the democracy, not mob rule. And so electors were to be chosen by the states. Each state's electors would equal the total number of senators and congressmen from that state. And as you know, congressmen are apportioned according to the population. Therefore, the smallest number of electors a state could have would be three, two senators and one congressman. Now, electors are normally pledged to support the candidate who carried their state, but there are two states where that is not the case. Maine and I believe it's Wisconsin. Don't quote me on that second one because I know Maine is definitely one, but I've forgotten if it's Wisconsin or Michigan. But they do it by congressional district instead of a winner-take-all strategy. So whoever wins the total popular vote in the state gets all the Electoral College votes. No. Those states, the old pattern was that by congressional district, the only winner-take-all aspect was the two that would be the senators, parallel to the senators in the Electoral College. So, for example, our state here in Maryland has 10, so two are senators, but the other eight would be determined based upon, not winner-take-all, but based upon each congressional district. That would be a far fairer system. For example, here in Maryland, we have a core. If you draw a line between the cities of Baltimore and Washington, D.C., you have this heavily populated, extremely liberal contingency, and they control the way the whole state goes. But most of the congressional districts outside that central portion there would vote opposite of that central portion. And so do they get represented in the Electoral College? No. And so the design by our founders that representation by congressional district would be the pattern has been broken. Now, they didn't write that into the Constitution, but that was the way that originally things were done. What they did do here in the Constitution is give the states enormous power in structuring the choosing of the Electoral College representing their state. And although those electors are normally pledged to support the candidate, our founders specifically designed this so that if the electors did not agree that the choice made by the popular vote of the state was a good choice, they could choose otherwise. And there was this threat in 2000 in that presidential campaign, you might remember, of what happens is some of these electors in those days, as it was being called, they're going to be unfaithful. That is, they won't follow and our founders designed it that way because they knew if these electors were properly structured and chosen by the state legislature, then they could vote what was best for the country, not what the mob particularly wanted, but what was going to be best so they could select the best candidate. Tragically, we look at the offering we have from the two big box parties, and neither of them are any good for the country. Now, I know maybe a bunch of your listeners will get very upset with me for saying that, but look at the promises Obama has made. He's going to break his oath of office if he wins. Look at the promises Romney has made. He's also going to break his oath of office if he is elected. And how the Electoral College works is this way. One candidate must receive a majority in those votes cast that are cast after the November election takes place. Those votes are cast actually in December. But if no candidate receives a majority, then the race actually goes to Congress. And the House would be the one that chooses who becomes president. Each state in that case would just cast one vote as a majority of that state congressional delegation desires. And they could only choose from the top three vote-getters of the Electoral College. The Senate in that case, if it went to Congress, the Senate would choose the vice president and one vote per senator chosen from the two people from the top Electoral College votes. So this Electoral College structure, which is much misunderstood and much maligned today, was actually a state check upon federal power. This protected the smaller states, particularly because the smaller states actually had a larger representation in the Electoral College than they would have had if it was just merely based on population. And with a two-party system that we have in play today, which I think is an enormous problem, as this current campaign illustrates, but with a two-party system, it's almost always one candidate receives a majority in the Electoral College. When there was multi-parties taking place, there were elections that had to go to Congress. The election of 1800 is a very fascinating one between John Adams, Aaron Burr, and Thomas Jefferson that ultimately Jefferson won, but after many wranglings in Congress in choosing Jefferson to be the president in that election of 1800. But what we need to remember is the Electoral College is another demonstration that we are not a democracy. The president is not supposed to be elected by the mob. He is to be chosen through the Electoral College process by which the state legislatures have the biggest influence. If, after all, they are going to be under the powers that the president has demonstrated, they need to be choosing him and selecting him. And this is a similar way in which, again, senators, the original design, they were not to be chosen by popular election. They were chosen by the state legislatures, appointed by the state legislatures. The state legislatures were the body designed to most powerfully protect we the people, especially if the federal government got out of hand, which it certainly has in our day.
David, let me just interject here. Basically, of course, what our founding fathers did not want was a situation where the people would vote for the politicians who said, we're going to take money away from one group and we're going to give it to you. Vote for me and I will steal money from one group and I will give you special benefits. Well, basically, that's what we have today. Over 100 million Americans get one form or another form of government money every single year. Not only that, but then we have Medicare and Social Security on top of that. And everybody wants something for nothing. What people don't understand is today the top 10% of incomes of this country pay 70% of the taxes. The top 1% pay 40% of the taxes. Are they paying their fair percent? 49% of our American people pay no income taxes. So how do we have this wonderful society? We simply borrow the money. 43 cents out of every dollar we spend is borrowed money. And, of course, you can't keep doing that indefinitely. You can't borrow your way into prosperity. And the reason we're having the problems today is because the leaders of this country are not loyal to America. They're have a set of a socialist system here in America. We have far more socialism than they ever had in Russia. We have a system by which the government bribes the people. You vote for me, and I'll get these things for you. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't have a government that provides whatever you want and be free. You can't have a government that provides for people and be free. Yes, we need to take care of the needy, but that is done at the local level, not at the federal government level. Because the federal government that can provide for you has got to be able to control you. They know that, but they don't want to teach you that. Freedom certainly is so readily lost, and we're losing our freedom today because they never teach in school what our founding fathers knew, and that is that you must limit the power of the government, else they will bribe the people and we'll end up with a dictatorship. It's happened time and again through history. It's happened in America today. It's not happening. We have a dictatorship for all intents and purposes, with one group controlling both political parties and making mockery out of our electoral process. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get the information. You need to help us get it out. Our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney, from the Institute of the Constitution. You need to get their material. You need to learn about the Constitution. You need to learn about the philosophy of America. Limit the power of government so that and have liberty and men can be free. We'll be back in a moment with Pastor David Whitney.
Messiah's Mansion invites you to take a sacred walk through history, where tours of a full-scale model of the ancient Hebrew tabernacle will be on display to the public. Travel back 3,000 years with Moses and the Israelites, learning more about the history of the 2 million people that built the wilderness temple for their God. Experience firsthand what the tabernacle was like and better understand the significance of the tabernacle to the Hebrews described in the Old Testament. Much like the story in Exodus of the traveling Hebrew sanctuary, this full-scale model travels the U.S. coast to coast nearly a dozen times a year. Don't miss your chance to see it when it takes an exclusive stop in Loveland. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. For more information and scheduled exhibits, call 970-481-4266 or visit www.coloradosanctuary.com. Tours run daily from September 8th through September the 16th. Messiah's Mansion is located just north of Johnson's Corners, exit 254 East Frontage Road off of I-25.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way. The only way they know how.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. And David, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the institution and why they should get in touch with the institution.
Well, thank you, Dr. Sand. What is desperately needed in our day is a revival of true constitutional government, but that's not going to happen from anybody running for office. You can be sure that the people going to Washington, D.C., they're not going to obey the Constitution. They've demonstrated themselves deficient, at least, maybe some of them have studied the Constitution, but deficient at least in their willingness to obey the Constitution. It's only going to happen. Only restoration of true constitutional government is when we, the people, take up our own study of the Constitution, and based on following the founders' view of law and government, the founders' understanding of what these words meant on paper, which is our contract that we, the people, have entered in to form this government, if we, the people, know it, then we, the people, require all candidates who are asking for our votes to commit to understanding not only the founders' view of law and government, but commit to obeying it when they take office. Only then will we see a return and restoration. And again, this current election illustrates how far down we are the road of socialism. Why the socialist that labels himself Mitt Romney, he's far more to the left of a John F. Kennedy. What happened? What happened is the standard keeps moving further and further leftward, so even the so-called conservatives are nothing but a few steps away from where the far leftist Obama is. And we, the people, lose out in that whole process. So we need to study the Constitution. Anyone can do this. And so we put together what we call a host kit, a series of 12 lectures that Michael Peruch and myself have done, and supplemental reading materials and study materials, test questions, all that you need to conduct a course to train not only yourself, but we hope you'll train your family and teach your neighbors and friends and people at church, and that you'll conduct a course in your community that can reconnect Americans with a truly American understanding of law and government, American understanding of what our Constitution and our Declaration and our Bill of Rights actually mean and how they are actually to be applied, so that we can get the monster that our federal government has become and we can put it back within the boundaries, back within the box created by our founders called the United States Constitution. And it's not going to happen from Washington, D.C. Don't listen to any conservative that promises you if you elect them, they're going to restrict the government in Washington, D.C. The tragic past 50 years have demonstrated even the best who've gone to Washington, D.C. only have resulted maybe in slowing the expansion of that Leviathan monster in our federal government. So we've got to do it on a local level. We've got to train ourselves, train our neighbors, and we got to raise up an army of citizens who truly understand the law and will force elected officials to abide by that law. So get a host kit. It's simple to get. You can call us toll-free here at Institute on the Constitution. That number for getting a host kit is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. You can also go to our website and order it that way. Our website is The American View, which is all one word, theamericanview.com. First page there, you'll see a button. Click to get a host kit. And by the way, we are now offering this same course as an online course. You can choose to do the online course in which you'll see all the videos and all the student materials and all the homework, everything that is in the host kit will be accessible to you in taking that course yourself. But we hope that even if you complete the online course, you'll ultimately get a host kit to be able to conduct a class in your community. As we've found that as citizens interact with each other and talk about what they read in the paper today in light of what the Constitution says, that there's an amazing thing that takes place for them as they wake up and they begin to wake up fellow citizens and say, hey, we need to do something locally. We need to have some candidates locally who understand these principles that we've studied in our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, and our Bill of Rights. So go to our website, theamericanview.com, or call us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution, 1-866-730-9796. Now is the time for patriots to stand up and take our country back from the socialists and from the communists and from those who are aiming to force us into the new world order. which will strip all of us of our God-given rights, now is the time, and this is something every citizen can do. We've designed it to be very simple, and we offer support structure that enables a person to host a class and even answer questions that they don't know by being a support to them in the work they're doing in hosting a class. Well, looking back,
I agree with you totally, and I would encourage our listeners to get a host kit and start teaching the Constitution. What can we do? Well, we have to think globally but act locally. We need to begin to get people to understand that freedom once lost will never be regained. We're moving rapidly towards a dictatorship. We're moving towards a financial collapse. We're moving towards the total destruction of America as we've known it. Are you going to be involved, or are you simply going to sit on the sidelines and watch as the freedom you inherited from past generations and men died to preserve when that freedom is lost? Go right ahead, David.
Well, looking again at the details of Article 2, which is the executive branch in terms of how we talked about the Electoral College, how the president is selected. Let's look briefly at the qualifications for a president. He must be a natural-born citizen. I'll come back to that in a moment. But secondly, he must be at least 35 years old. And thirdly, he must have been a resident of the United States for at least 14 years. That's 14 years continuously prior to running for the office of presidency. Our founders were very, very clearly concerned that we could have somebody who is committed to a foreign agenda, committed to a foreign power, and who is really not American in his view or American in what he values. And they feared that, and so they wanted to structure the qualifications of the president such that that would not take place, that whoever became president would truly be somebody who was immersed in America and its concerns and needs, and not someone who was coming with a different agenda. Well, we certainly see that different agenda very manifest in what Barack Obama has stated. I mean, his own book, The Dreams from My Father, The Dreams of My Father, whichever. But that book and others, his statements are clearly that communist and Marxist ideology are what he is committed to. And Mitt Romney is not as radical in that regard, but it's not very far off that same socialist bent that we have in terms of his campaign and his candidacy. Let's come back to this question of natural-born citizen, because this is the heart of the issue, and you needn't take my word for it. Constitutional scholar Herb Titus, Dr. Herb Titus, did a lecture for us here at Institute on the Constitution. We have a DVD available if you go to our bookstore. Again, if you go to the website, theamericanview.com, and also just click on the store there and then do it. Mini search for Herb Titus. He talks about the importance of the president being a natural-born citizen, and he shows in very vivid detail, very clearly from the quotations of our founders, that our founders meant that phrase, natural-born citizen, to mean someone whose father and mother are both United States citizens.
Hold that thought, David. We'll be back in a moment here at American Citizen.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. And David, how can people get in touch with the institution? What's the telephone number?
Radio show. Thank you.
David, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much. We were, before the break, talking about the importance of what the president being a natural-born citizen and the revolutionary truth here. And again, don't take my word for it. Constitutional law professor Dr. Herb Titus shows in this DVD that we offer, the importance of the president being a natural-born citizen, that it was both father and mother had to be American citizens for that definition of natural-born citizen to be fulfilled. Think about that for a minute. Both father and mother. No one has any argument about people discuss all where Obama was born and whether the birth certificate, blah, blah, blah. All that's smoke and mirrors. We don't need any of that to prove that he's not a natural-born citizen. His father, or let's say his alleged father, Barack Obama Sr., never was an American citizen, never became an American citizen, therefore Obama never is legally president. Think of the implications of that. We really have a constitutional crisis in this regard. Everything that Obama has signed since he's taken office is not law, because he is not the president of these United States. Call me crazy if you like, and don't take my word for it. Take the words of our founders. What did they mean by the president being a natural-born citizen? They meant both father and mother were citizens. It didn't matter how they became citizens. They themselves could become naturalized citizens, or they could be born as citizens. But if they were not both mother and father citizens, then the baby born of that union was not a natural-born citizen. Barack Obama is not a natural-born citizen, therefore he does not meet the qualifications to be president of these United States, and we have a constitutional crisis that everything that he has signed is not law. Nothing done by his administration is law. Every dollar, therefore, spent, the trillions and trillions of dollars spent indebting us, are all a matter of theft. Because Congress has not held to the Constitution, Congress has not obeyed their oath of office. Had they obeyed their oath of office, they would have removed him from the presidency. Yeah, we've been under a terrible Biden, but I guess at least he meets the minimal qualification there of being a natural-born citizen. Very serious thing, and yet most Americans do not know that this is the case, which is why the whole issue about the birth certificate and that whole fight has gone on so long. Because you wouldn't even need to argue about any of that. Sure, his long certificates are provably a fraud, as Joe Arpaio's cold case posse has proven, just further crimes that Obama has committed. But the whole thing doesn't need to be investigated, because there's no debate about the citizenship of Obama's father. Why did they say it must be a natural-born citizen? Again, because they wanted anyone who's going to have this very powerful position as president to be somebody who was raised here, essentially, someone who cared, somebody who held the American view of law and government. There is a creator God. Our rights come from him, and the sole purpose of human civil government is to protect and secure those God-given rights. And I dare say both big-box candidates do not hold to that view of American government, that the sole purpose of that government is to secure God-given rights. No, both of them are committed to destroying that form of government. So we are in dire shape. Many people, I was speaking to a group of people last week and sharing some of these things. They said, well, David, what are you telling us? You're telling us not to vote in the election? No, you might want to write in a candidate you think meets the constitutional qualifications, or you might have to leave it blank because you don't have anybody currently you can put in there. But I told them, you need to look at what's taking place in our country and recognize hope is not coming from Washington, D.C. The restoration of our republic will not come from Washington, D.C. Don't worry about what is going to happen in Washington, D.C. You need to be focused on what happens in your local county and in your state. It is there that liberty can be restored. It is there that you can see candidates actually put forward that are constitutional and actually win their seat, whether it's at the county level or the sheriff. Or the sheriff, by the way, is probably the most important election of all. You want to have a sheriff who understands the Constitution and who's willing to do his duty to protect the people of his jurisdiction against unconstitutional actions, whether from the federal government or state government, within his jurisdiction of that county. You need to fight on the local level, because you're not going to see a restoration at the federal level until, I'm convinced, until it takes place first on a local level and local jurisdictions, whether counties or states, tell the federal government in no uncertain terms, you, federal government, are now in violation of the Constitution. We are not going to let you do your violations of the Constitution within the jurisdiction of this county. You might do it in the next county over, because we can't say what's going to happen there. But we have the power and we have the duty, and we have taken an oath before Almighty God to secure the God-given rights of the citizens of this county and ultimately of this state. So that kind of pushback can only happen as citizens equipped with their own understanding of the founders' view of law and government, having studied the Constitution and the founding documents themselves, electing candidates who hold to that same position and who will, knowing they have the citizens behind them, who will step forward and resist what tyranny is coming down from federal government, as well as tyranny from state governments as well. Now, we're all dealing here still in Section 1 of Article 2 regarding the qualifications of the president. Following that, the secession, which would say if the president is incapacitated, or if the presidency becomes vacant, or if he, you know, whatever might happen, if there's a vacancy in the office of president, what happens? Well, quite clearly, the whole purpose of having a vice president was so the vice president would succeed the president, serving as acting president. If the president's alive but incapacitated in some way or unable to fulfill his duties of office, perhaps like when the attempted assassination of Reagan took place, there was a period of time where it was uncertain if he's going to make it through there, and so the vice president can fill in if there's an incapacitation on the part of the president, but the president is still alive. And then if
David, we're almost out of time. One more time, I want you to get your telephone number out so people know how to get in touch with the Institute on the Constitution.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Our toll-free number at Institute is 1-866-730-9796, and the website is theamericanview.com.
One more time.
Phone number again is 866-730-9796, and the website is theamericanview.com.
God bless you, David. We'll talk to you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Good. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope that you enjoy our programs with Pastor David Whitney, and we do hope that many of you will actually get involved, learn the Constitution, begin teaching it, because believe me, it's not taught properly in school. They do not explain to you that the Founding Fathers believed that you could only have liberty by limiting the power of the federal government. They recognized when you had total government, you had tyranny, and that's what we're heading towards because the good people aren't involved. Get that number, get the information, go to their website, and begin teaching the Constitution and talking about it. Well, this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we certainly need your help to maintain our network of stations across America. And most ministries are having some problems. We've had to drop some of our shortwave, but we maintain one hour of our shortwave, and certainly we hope we can maintain the rest of our network. And we have probably close to 60 stations to carry some of our programming in one way or another. So if you can join the Radio Liberty family or contribute or perhaps advertise with us, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, I will be speaking there in Denver on the 15th, and you can find out from the station by calling the station. They can get you the information. John Walsby is putting the program on. I'll be there all day on the 15th. I'll be talking. We're going to give you an overview of the information you really need to have to be able to discuss and oppose what's going on. There is an effort to use America's financial and military power to create a world empire for the coming Antichrist. That's what it's all about. And believe me, that's why the same government that took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of high school intends to impose the Antichrist with the full help and support of the American people. And the average American doesn't understand that. They don't understand the secret societies, their origin in the occult, and the fact that this whole thing is ended up to use America to fulfill biblical prophecy, but not for a better world, but for a terrible, horrible world. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get many of the other books that we have that we're carrying now that will help you better to understand exactly what's going on today. We carry the Power Quest. We have parts one and part two of Power Quest put out by David Woodward. And we have so many other books. Go to our website or get a catalog. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. But the one book you need to read, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and then, Chris, you need to get a catalog. You need to go through it. You need to simply get my talks on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret, on population control, the covert agenda. And now, of course, we have Agenda 21, the covert agenda. Agenda 21, the covert agenda or the plan. There is a master plan, ladies and gentlemen, that's being enacted. It's not imaginary. Why do you think it was that Israel recently released 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier? Does that make sense? Does it make sense that we have all those troops over there in Afghanistan, 90,000 American troops, 46,000 NATO troops, 100,000 contractors, 350,000 Afghan troops and police to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda? That's all that's there. Get involved. Help us get the truth out. I look forward to seeing you on the 15th of September. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.